Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Smallwood, thank you so much for giving us the time to talk here on the podcast. We were just telling Virginia that we have been fans of your work,
Long time.
long time fans. And
Thank you. Thank you so much.
if you don't mind, let's just jump right into it. Hello?
Yeah, they still there.
President and CEO of the National Bar.
Hello?
Yeah, they still there.
Of course, we're here
Oh, yeah.
with our
Oh,
legendary,
she's interested.
notable gospel leader, soloist, also be healing, and we're going to be talking about the event that's coming up on October 25th. But briefly, let me just say a little bit about the National Black Leadership Initiative, who they are, what we are, in fact, having this concert. This is historic first year. Our mission is to educate, mobilize, and empower Black leaders to meet the challenge of fighting HIV/AIDS and health disparities in their lives. Provide direct assistance to local communities on a nationwide scale or to produce change. Getting people linked to get in, making sure that resources are in those areas. And now we have affiliates in Tampa, Atlanta, Tuskegee, Detroit, Washington, D.C., Long Island, New York City, Boston, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, New York. And so
Yeah.
to support basically our general operations, because unfortunately most grants want to direct it to a specific program area, but obviously money for operations. So the event that the National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS, often referred to as NBLACA, is really its gospel concert series. This used to be a mainstay of the organization up to about maybe 6 or 8 years ago. So given the fact that we work a lot with faith-based organizations on the ground, the organization was born through the leadership of faith leaders because of their, commitment to social services and healthcare issues. So having this concert, this extravaganza, is more than just a concert, of October, this is an exciting to perform more so. So here to talk about a little further, of course,
Yeah, hello.
So,
yes, I am. I am.
All right.
Reverend Smallwood,
Reverend.
Nominated Stellar and Dove Award winning songwriter,
yes,
and so much more. And of course,
musician,
we would
great
also
musician.
be joined by J.J. Harrison and Youth for Praise. But we're delighted to have Reverend Smallwood with us today. So he's going to make some comments and we'll ask any questions. But that's who we are, what we do, and why we are now doing the concert.
Okay.
So that's one
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. It is. I just wanted to sort of insert that. When my manager told me about what this was about, I was gung ho, if you will, to try to be a part of it. I personally have lost several very good friends to AIDS in the 80s. My godbrother, who was one of my best friends, died in 1995, and I helped to take care of him. So this is very, very. And this is before that there were medications and different inroads that are better now when it comes to treating, and all they had was AZT. So this is a very close thing to my heart. So I'm very excited and very glad to be a part of it, do anything I can help to raise money and to make a better awareness of AIDS and HIV.
That's awesome.
And it is, and Reverend Smallwood mentioned about for the medication. I will point out this is now about, I think, the 37th year since it has become known that the first release from the Center for Disease Control about what this, at that time, the serious disease was or is.
Right.
Since that time, African Americans have continued to be disproportionately impacted in terms of new infections. Black gay men, sex with men, black heterosexual women, black transgender women, black folks. Yet the awareness about the treatments that have the antiretroviral treatments, the care that the person is tested and they go into, they can live a quality of life. And the loss of Reverend Smallwood's God brother, I think he said in 1995, many African Americans still were not taking advantage of the the medication. So great deal of black folks are still disproportionately impacted. So get in this mess.
So this project, now this project has been going on for over 30 years. Over the course of 30 years, I'm pretty sure you've seen that you made such an impact in these communities because of events like this one, where people will reach out or seek help, as as Reverend Smallwood just said. Based on medical technology, there's more cures and there's more treatment. But how has over the last 30 years, events like this infected the community's awareness and wanted to jump in and help out with this cause?
I just think it's very important to have functions such as this help people to be aware of it, aware of the treatment and the effect. Number of events like this down through the years. One was called Bomb and Iliad, which sort of helps people to be aware of it because our community is so affected by it.
Reverend Smallwood, one thing that connects this project and kind of connects it to the music that you've been doing for over 40 years, like, you have always given back, whether that be, in this case, more on a community-based thing, but you always gave to others, whether it be groups you started, like the Smallwood Singers, Transition, Vision. You're not afraid to step out of that comfort zone. What makes you... I guess always we call it like throwing the ball back to the community. What makes you want to do that?
Well, what I do, I consider ministry, and ministry is giving back, and it's making a difference in other people's lives. Just recording or standing up on stage and singing—that's one thing. But to help people who need to be encouraged. Things of that nature is of the utmost importance. And so I just always thought that, whatever way that I can have mentors to come, that nature, I just think it's very important to do whatever I can, get my music, not only encouraging through the music, but to do events that will help make a difference and make people more aware.
That's awesome, because not only have you, made people more aware personally, you've made history, not just in music. I'm talking about the Smithsonian honors. I'm talking about way back in the day at Howard University, some of their programs that right. they've had. Like I said, I am a big fan, yeah. and I've seen this.
Thank you.
But do you, how do you, I guess, feel afterwards? Do you take it all in, or is it just kind of a, you're just doing the mission God sent for you to do on that day?
Well, I think that, like it says, it's better to give than to receive. And I think when you can take whatever gift that God has given you and to help others with it in some kind of way, that makes you feel like you've done something that that's helping somebody. And like I said, that's what ministry is about, to help people. All of us are going through something. And so, if you get the chance or the opportunity to reach out and to help some that are going through things that are life-threatening or that are, that are very detrimental to their lives or whatever, I just think it's so important that you do, because that's a part of ministry. That's what Jesus did. He went, into people, he ministered to people who had leprosy. He went to people who were deaf, who were dumb, who were, poor. And I think so many times we miss out on that. We're so caught up on doing what it is that we do that we realize that we have a responsibility. The gifts that we have are just not for us at all, but our gifts are to help others. So when you can do that, it really makes you feel accomplished, and it makes you feel that you're doing something worthwhile.
Matt, you are doing something worthwhile teaming up with the National Black Leadership Commission, and not just you. I mean, you've teamed up with J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise, and you guys.
Most definitely.
Matt, I can't.
J.J., who's an amazing young artist, who I'm so proud of. So I'm just glad to be a part of.
Well, one of the things, I look forward to the 25th. Mainly because
I'm here. I'm not sure if something happened with everybody else. I'm gonna hang up and call back in. Maybe that might help.
Okay.
All right.
And I'll call you back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm still on. I can hear.
Okay, Virginia.
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, what I was saying about
is my brother Smallwood still on?
No, is it something happened with his phone? They got to hang up. Call right back. On the conference line,
okay.
But I'm glad you're here, because I got some questions for you too, Virginia.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about in NBLACA, the National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS. Like when you have done this for the community, like you said, you got projects a lot of major cities that you said earlier. Now, this isn't a one shot thing. I want to talk about some of the other programs to help, develop the strategies and a lot of issues. It's not just HIV and AIDS, but you guys have helped in other aspects as well. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Oh, yeah, because we recognize that HIV does not stand alone. And HIV is impacted by other social determinants like poverty, unemployment, underemployment, lack of education, mental health. So we focus our work in units broadly on the intersectionality between AIDS and these other diseases, including hepatitis C, which is a main problem in the Black community also. Many people all live with hepatitis C, and they don't know it because it is much more of a silent, disease. But I wanted to comment further on something that Reverend Smallwood talked about, giving back. And I, too, am a very strong proponent that blessings are given to us to be able to give them back.
Absolutely.
But making people aware of what is still happening in the Black community, and that's why events like October 25th, the Gospel Extravaganza with the Reverend Richard Smallwood and J.J. Harrison, Youthful Praise, is so important, because despite all the information that is out there and despite what is known, there is still such a lack of information as we go from city to city with this message. And part two, this is complacency of the media, because people are not seeing people die like we saw in the 70s and in the 80s from HIV.
Yes.
So there's complacency that it is no longer a problem. And among young people with the growing sexually transmitted infections, which are opportunistic diseases for HIV, it clearly shows that we must continue to find ways to get this message out through events like October 25th. And we certainly hope that your listening audience will participate, support, and just have a wonderful evening of gospel music with Richard Small and J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise.
And speaking of which,
and
I want my... Okay. I was saying, I won't...
No, I would...
Please, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
I was just saying that, you know, I don't think that we can be vocal enough. So the more organizations like this who are vocal, the better. Because, you know, a lot of the poor communities don't know about it, you know, about the help that can be given. And as you said, things like hepatitis C, people don't even know sometimes if they have it. So even just the testing is so very, very important. If you have younger people who didn't live through the 70s and the 80s and the 90s who don't know the history. So the more we can be vocal in our communities, especially in our black communities, the better.
I hear you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So one thing I want you both to be vocal about is, Virginia, if you don't mind, please give out all the social media information about this, because I want all of my listeners to jump in, look into this, do their homework, do some research. Please, go ahead. All things related to this cause. Please, go ahead.
Okay, this is the gospel extravaganza that will be held at the famed Marian Anderson Hall at City College Aaron Davis Hall on Thursday, October 25th at 7 p.m. And, of course, performing live will be Richard Smallwood, legendary Grammy-nominated Stellar and Dove Award-winning songwriter and musician. And, of course, along with him will be J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise. And tickets available can be purchased at City College for the Arts. And that is City College Center for the Arts.org. That's one word, City College Center for the Arts.org. And that telephone number there is 212-650-6900. And of course, my office in the NBLCA, National Black Leadership Commission on AIDS, our number is 212-614-0025. And if there are any questions about the event, purchasing a ticket, you can always call my office in the NBLCA at 212-614-0023. But tickets can be purchased, as I said, at City College Center for the Arts.org. And the tickets are $100.
All right, all right. And Reverend Smallwood. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. But do you mind? If you got time for two fan questions, I just as a fan of your work, and we'll get your socials out there too. But I got two. I'm pretty sure you've answered this question so many times, and I'm pretty sure you get this every day. But I'd be remiss if I didn't ask Reverend Smallwood on my podcast. Will we see the full live piano album? Just nothing but melody. Will we see that?
Am I going to make a piano album?
Yes, sir.
Hopefully, and at some point, I've been threatening to do it for probably 20 or 30 years. But and usually on each album that I've done, I do a piano solo. Yeah.
Yes, you do.
So at some point, I'll
just do it. Okay. I had to ask. And lastly, you've worked with just about everybody, period. Not just in the gospel world. You have worked with just about everybody. Now, one thing
right.
I would like to know, there's a lot of young people clearly listening to this right now, not just musicians, just young people as a whole. What word of advice, because you didn't been where they trying to go. Do you have any word of advice for the next generation of just young guys and girls coming up who just kind of want to do a fraction of what you did?
Well, I think what my first thing is to put God first in terms of whatever you want to do, it's music or whatever. Certainly, if it's music, I think it's of prime importance that you get some kind of education in your craft. I'm a very strong supporter of education. Thank God my mother sort of instilled that in my heart and my spirit. But get an education in your craft. You don't necessarily have to get a degree, but if you're a singer, take voice lessons to learn how to preserve your voice. If you're a keyboardist, learn how to breathe, learn technique. It'll help you in terms of your keyboard playing. And then if you want to even go into it as a business, it's so important that you remember it's just not a ministry, but it is also a business. So it's important that you look at it that way and get people around you who understand the business, and you can learn, and also you learn as much as you can about the business. A lot of people have gotten taken advantage of. The very first song I wrote for Howard's Gospel Choir many years ago was stolen by another artist. Well, I didn't know anything about copywriting, so I had no idea about it. So it's very important that you learn the business end of it as well. So I would say God, education, and business.
That was great advice. Reverend Smallwood, if you do me so kind, please give out all your social media stuff, because I only assume there's more gems to be had, more wisdom, more ministry that you give. So please give out all your social media information if you don't mind.
Well, on Twitter, I'm Richwood Music, R-I-C-H-W-O-O-D. R-I-C-H-W-O-O-D-U-Z-I-K. I'm on Facebook. You can just look up under Richard Smallwood. I have a personal page, as well as I have a fan page. And on Instagram, I am Smallrich, S-M-A-L-L-R-I-C-H.
All right. And we'll make sure we post that and the event as it comes up. It is Thursday, October 25th. Get your tickets right now. And I want to thank you guys so much for just giving us a little bit of time of your day. Just be on the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless
thank you.
You. Looking forward to
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
That was wonderful. That was wonderful. That I'm at that.